I met the EU ambassador, and our position was that ambassadors and other diplomatic missions accredited to Uganda, when they come to work in Uganda, they come with the clear terms of reference, which in their accredited letter of agreement, by which we accept for them to be diplomats in Uganda, amongst which it's very clear that if they have any views or any concerns, both personal and official, regarding anything in the Republic of Uganda, there are diplomatic channels in which they should use. And they should, under no circumstances, use any other channels except those which are very clearly charted and which we agree upon. And that's what I called to remind them yesterday about.
Are you therefore saying that the EU ambassador, or for that matter, other envoys in the country, should strictly adhere to the agreement between both countries are in terms of using diplomatic channels to address their concerns?
Strictly. Without an exception. We have a clear... we agree for them to work and operate in Uganda on very clear terms, that and based on the terms, we accept them as ambassadors in our country. Now, to operate outside what we have accredited you as an ambassador in Uganda is in breach of faith and in breach in what we have agreed upon to for you to operate in Uganda.
So if any envoy flout that breach, what action could your government possibly take in this regard?
Well, in this particular action, in this particular case, I invited the EU ambassador to Uganda to remind him in the because sometimes it might have been by an oversight, or because he has overstayed in Uganda and forgotten his terms of reference or operating in Uganda. So in this particular case, I just called to remind him and emphasize to him that he should and how he should continue operating and how he should continue relating with us here in Uganda.
Some are saying that your government should be able to take constructive criticism no matter which forum it comes from. What do you say to that?
We will welcome constructive criticism from anybody, including the ambassadors. I made it very clear. The ambassadors are free to meet any group of individuals in Uganda, church leaders, NGOs, civil societies, opposition groups, and so on and so forth. They are absolutely free to meet them at their time of wish, in their, or even invite them in their places of residence for tea or coffee, or tea and biscuits. They are free. I don't stop them from meeting anybody or any group, whatever. They are absolutely free to meet them.
Me?
Yes. So what I was saying is that I made it also very clear that ambassadors and other diplomats are absolutely free to meet any groups or individuals in Uganda, whether it be church leaders, NGOs, civil societies, opposition leaders, or any groups that they so wish. They are free to meet them in any place they wish, including inviting them to their residence for tea and biscuits, and then they discuss whatever they wish. But however, when it comes to methods in which we have agreed, if they have any concerns regarding our relationship or their dealings with Uganda, they have clear diplomatic channels in which I wish and I emphasize to them to continue using.
What do you say to critics in your country, including opposition forces, who are saying that the EU ambassador was right and that the government has not been able to deal decisively with graft in higher places, and that is why your government has taken such a strong stance against the pronouncement
of
the
EU? That is rubbish. That is rubbish. Anybody who read or heard the president's speech during the budget, the president made it very clear that the government of Uganda and the NRM government is doing everything possible and will fight graft day and night to make sure that this culture is rid off in our society. The president made this very, very clear during his speech, during the budget address. So those criticisms are unfounded.
What would be your message to all envoys working in Uganda, specifically making statement without going through the diplomatic channels to address their concerns?
My message is very clear, and the message I give it to the EU ambassador, and I urge them to, as usual, during their forums in Uganda, they should contact the head of the forest, and he will tell them very clearly what it is and which method it is for them to continue working with the government of Uganda, which we are accustomed to, which we have been using all along. And that's why for all this time, you have not had any single incident. This is the first incident I'm sure you've heard in as many years. So this is not something that happens every day, but this is something that happened once in a very long time.